Welcome to Real Reiki, Real Life, Real Spirituality. This interactive radio show focuses not only on Reiki, but on all topics of spirituality, as well as self-healing, self-empowerment, through loving and inspiring messages. This show is unique in that most episodes include a free companion meditation designed specifically for the topic we discussed. If you would like to be a guest on our show or have any comments or suggestions for future topics, please leave us an email or voicemail using the voice recorder found on our site. Please help us support the cost of producing this podcast and the subsequent free meditations by scheduling a distant healing session with me, purchasing an online class, or donating directly to the podcast by going to our website, which is www.realreikirealife.com. I am your host, Patricia Keene, ready to love, inspire, and serve you today. Hey, welcome you guys. It's so good to connect with you again this week. And this episode is focused on helping you come to a place of understanding that you don't need a healing practice in order to be the healing light that you are or to do sacred work. And later in this episode, we will do a short exercise in helping you to connect to your higher self, to find ways that you can bless the lives of people around you with your healing work, or to find more ways to do so. So just be sure to have a pen and paper ready to write down the impressions you are given during this episode. So I want to ask you, how many of you wish you had an actual healing practice? And it could be a Reiki practice, it could be a massage practice, it doesn't matter what kind of healing practice it is, but how many of you wish that you had an actual practice? And the second question to that is, how many of you once had one of these practices and for whatever reason, you don't have it anymore? And if you fit any of the above, how many of you feel like since you don't have a practice at this time that you're not living your potential or you're not spreading as much light as you can, or maybe somehow you're not blessing as many lives as you can? And I want you to think about that because this episode is dedicated and recorded with the intention of helping you see just how much of a light you already are and the light you already spread, and also to find ways of spreading more light even if you don't currently have an active healing practice of some kind. It is also designed to help you know that you can do the sacred work of helping others on life's journey, no matter where you are in your healing practice. Okay, so before we get into that, I just want to mention that through my recovery process, I mentioned in my last episode that I had surgery and that I've had quite a few health challenges this year. And part of my recovery process was finding a new hobby, and that was working with gemstone jewelry. And everything just kind of fell into place as far as how that unfolded. And that's kind of a story for a different day. But part of that was a healing journey for me and working with gemstones and the healing properties that they have, and developing my skill, my newfound skill, I should say, in my jewelry work. So I've actually become quite good now, and I'm not saying that to toot my own horn, but I have put in I don't know how many hours now in the last few months in learning how to do jewelry work and wire weaving and wire wrapping and all those wonderful things. So I actually have put this up on my website. So if you go to my realreikirealife.com, you'll see pictures of some of my work there. You'll find a link to purchase, and also there's a link to join my Facebook group called Trev Trav Designs Healing Jewelry, because it's not a Real Reiki Real Life name. It just is my own Etsy name that I've had for years. So you can join that group for a chance to win weekly freebies from me. So I offer a contest every week, or a drawing, I should say, on a piece of jewelry that I've made. So you have a chance to win some of my awesome healing jewelry that's Reiki infused and made with tons of love. So go ahead and check that out. Again, it's realreikirealife.com, and everything you need to know is there for you to sign up for that. All right. So before I get into that, I wanted to ask you how you're doing. How are you progressing through all the crazy intense shifts that are taking place? I know it's been kind of a crazy last few months with all the shifts that are taking place, but I want to send out love, light, Reiki, and all good things to anyone out there right now who might need it. And I also send my wishes for love, light, and abundance to find you no matter where you are right now. So if you're in the middle of shifting and some things are kind of uncomfortable, or if you're recovering from a recent shift, I send all of those awesome healing energies out to you at this time in hope that you'll be able to find a place of comfort and peace. Okay, so now back to our topic. What inspired this episode? So I kind of mentioned in a previous episode that last fall I had to give up my actual physical Reiki practice where I was seeing clients and where I was actually teaching students. And it actually ended up being for my highest good, as things often are, why that happened, because it was not long after that that all the health challenges came into light for me. And if I had continued with my Reiki practice, there's no way I could have juggled it all. So right now, I'm just concentrating on healing myself and recovering from everything, and then I'll eventually have my practice back. And that's perfect timing, just simply because that time is needed so desperately right now. So that has to do with the inspiration on this topic, because when that happened, I kind of felt at a loss. I felt like I wasn't helping people as much as I wanted to, or I didn't feel like I was blessing the lives of others or helping other people on life's journey as much. And as I talk to other people and other practitioners or healing practitioners about this, they kind of have the same feelings as well if they're not in a place of having an actual physical practice of some kind. So I'm not alone in my thoughts on this or feelings on this. And I know there are quite a few people out there who aren't where they would like to be as far as that goes. So that's why I came up with this episode, to hopefully help anybody out there understand that you don't actually have to have a physical healing practice or Reiki practice of some kind to do sacred healing work. So we're going to go ahead and talk a little bit more about that. And also, I want to say, in an ideal world, those of us who long for a thriving healing practice would have one, right? We would all want to have something like that, where we're seeing, you know, an X amount of people a day, a week, whatever, and helping so many people find their light again, or to reconnect to that light, or to heal, or just to move ahead on life's journey. I'll say it again, it doesn't take a thriving healing practice to do sacred work. And I bet you guys that you're already doing a lot of sacred work. And maybe there's just a need to see it in a different perspective, to see that you actually are doing more than what you know. If you're having trouble seeing that, we're going to address that later too. So I still do want to say, certainly practitioners in a thriving Reiki practice or a healing practice are doing sacred work to help other people on life's journey. We definitely know that they are doing sacred work. But what if you are not where you would like to be in regard to your healing practice? Is any work you do to help others, no matter how small, or any less sacred? Let's think about that for a moment. Is any work you do to help others, no matter how small or even how large, is that any less sacred than somebody who has a practice that sees X amount of clients a day or even a week? So I don't want to actually tell you what kind of healing work you can do if you're not in a quote unquote official healing practice. Everyone is so different and what is right for them. So I don't want to tell you that. I want you to actually find those answers within yourself. And just to kind of give you a few ideas before we go into our short, kind of like a guided meditation to connect to your higher self, I would like to kind of mention the top three things that came to my mind when I thought about things that I can do and maybe things that you can do to determine what kind of healing practice is right for you right now, even if it's not an official healing practice. So number one, and this was like at the very, very top of the list, of course, is random acts of kindness. And I know some of you, or maybe all of you, actually do that right now, but I want you to understand to never underestimate, no matter how big or how small your random acts of kindness will have on somebody. You know, this is also sacred healing work as well. Even the simple act of looking someone in the eye as you pass and giving a genuine smile is so huge. It seems like such a small thing, but it actually is a huge thing, because you never know what people are struggling with inside. And if they're having, you know, a challenging day of some kind or feeling down, your genuine smile, that genuine connection that you make with them for a brief millisecond, has the power to change their day or maybe even change their life. So never underestimate any kind of small or large acts of kindness that you can do for people. That is definitely number one in the kind of sacred healing work that you can facilitate, no matter where you are or what situation you find yourself in life right now. And number two is definitely close to number one, but it's also volunteer work. And it's important that if you do volunteer work, to volunteer for a cause that you are passionate about, a cause that is healing for you and for others. And if it is something that you find passion and joy in, you will actually find fulfillment and blessings doing that very work, and as well as blessing the lives of others. So I know there are many more ways in which we can show love and light and healing to people, no matter who we are and where we are in life right now. But the last one is number three. And that is to go to meetup.com and find a Reiki share in your area. This is an awesome, awesome way to keep your Reiki gift shiny and exercised. Not only will you receive as you're giving Reiki to others, but you will also be giving it as well. And that, again, is also very sacred work. Just like anything, you know, Reiki or any healing modality, you have to practice it in order to kind of not get rusty at it. So if you don't have clients that you can work on right now, a Reiki share is an excellent option to kind of keep your Reiki gift shiny and happy, I guess, and not getting rusty on you. Or you can also organize your own Reiki share. And that was talked about in a past episode. I believe it was episode 17, how to increase your Reiki business and host a Reiki share. So check that episode out if you want more information on setting up your own Reiki share. And a lot of times that also helps increase your business and connect with people who resonate with your energy and your mode of healing. And that can kind of help you build your own business the way you would like it. So also, this does go with number two, but volunteer your Reiki or healing services to those in need. That is also huge. It goes along with number three, too, kind of in doing a Reiki share. But there are so many sick or ill people going through tough life challenges. So you can do things like going to hospitals, going to shelters, animal shelters, you name it. Wherever you look in this world, there is pain and suffering. And because you have this beautiful gift, you have so many possibilities to share this, and it's endless. So all you have to do is just look around you and just be the love and light that you are in volunteering your Reiki energy. All right, so we're going to go ahead and do a short exercise to help you connect to your higher self and determine what sacred path is healing right for you in this moment in time, even if you don't have a healing Reiki practice. Now, what I mentioned above were just some ideas, just to kind of get the juices flowing through in your creative mind, and to also kind of awaken that part of you that is going to connect to your higher self in a moment, to know exactly what is right for you. So let's go ahead, and if it's safe for you to do so, close your eyes and let's go ahead and focus on your breathing. And inhale And as you inhale, imagine any stress or tension leaving your body. And on the exhale, envision that stress or tension leaving in any color of smoke you choose, or it can exit in any kind of an image that you choose. It can be fire, it can be smoke, anything that resonates with you. So go ahead and concentrate on this breathing pattern with this intention for the next 3 to 4 breaths while I continue talking. And if you are attuned to Reiki, go ahead and begin sending Reiki to your heart chakra, your heart center, with the intention of connecting to your higher self. If you are not attuned to Reiki, please just place your hands on your heart and imagine bright divine light pouring through your hands and into your heart chakra, intending to connect to your higher self. Now go ahead and imagine looking at yourself in the mirror. You're standing before a full-length mirror, and you see a reflection of you looking back at you. And this reflection of you does not have any physical, emotional, or spiritual flaws. This is a perfect vision of yourself. And what does this perfect image of yourself look like? Are they radiant? Are they full of love, full of life and happiness? Take a moment now to really see this true version of yourself. There are no perceived flaws, and you feel nothing but love and light from this person reflected back at you in the mirror. You slowly come to realize that you are looking at your higher self. This is the part of you that is perfect in every way. No health challenges of any kind, no perceived physical or emotional or spiritual flaws, etc. And looking at this image, the person in the image, your higher self, they raise their hand towards you to let you know how much they love you, as if they're going to walk forward out of that mirror. And as they do this, you know instantly how perfect you are right now in this moment in time. And as you realize this, the person actually steps out of the mirror to stand directly in front of you. You look at them with a sense of awe and feel nothing but peace, safety, and happiness as you gaze at them. This person embraces you. And as soon as you are in their arms, you realize with an exciting realization that they have merged with your energy. You realize this person has always been there. It just took you consciously connecting to them to realize this, and consciously quieting your mind to recognize this. Now that you are connected to your higher self in a way that you can hear and see clearly, ask yourself, what can you do right now, right in this moment in time, to do the healing work that you would like to do, even if you don't currently have a Reiki or healing practice of some kind? Really tune in and listen to what that perfect part of you, your higher self, has to say to you. The first thought that comes to mind is usually your answer. And you might have a flood of thoughts come in, just one, or no thoughts at all. Do not despair if no thoughts come to you. Simply try this exercise again on a different day or at a different time when you feel more refreshed, and the answers will come. Take a moment now to dialogue with your higher self and make note of what you've been told. and you can pause this recording if you need further time for this exercise. But if you are ready, go ahead and open your eyes. Take a deep, cleansing, nourishing breath and write down what it is you were told. We'll take the next 30 seconds now to write that down. And as you were writing this down, if you have no idea how to make whatever it is you were told come to light, simply do this exercise again, and this time have the intention of asking your higher self what you can do to make this happen, or simply pray to your spiritual guidance, whoever that is for you, for the answers needed or for help in making that happen. So I want you guys to ponder what you have been told for the next week, and be sure to write down any more insights that will come your way on this sheet of paper. Because if you are really listening, really tuning in for them, you will actually hear them and they will come. This I can promise you. And then once you have all of this, take action to make it happen. I want to remind you guys again, you are the light. It doesn't matter if you have a thriving or healing practice at this time or not. You have the power to be just as effective a healer as anyone with a thriving Reiki practice. You have that power. I cannot say that with more enthusiasm than I am right now. And you guys, who knows, maybe by opening yourself up this way with nothing but loving and good intentions, you are putting the law of attraction into place. And you're going to attract those to you who are drawn to your light. You might just have that healing practice of your dreams. You guys, keep dreaming and keep dreaming big. And if necessary, send Reiki to this piece of paper daily that you wrote your healing practice goals on. Because action actually tells the universe, God, or whoever you believe that to be, that you are serious about your dreams, and taking action is putting that vibration or that energy out there. And so with that, I want you guys to go out into the world and be the light that you are. And as always, remember to journey in light and serve with love. To interact with us on our show, you can submit any listener questions via email or your recorded voice by going to our website at www.realreikireallife.com and using our interactive recorder to record your question or comments there. Your voice question or email may be featured, answered, and aired on an upcoming episode for a truly interactive experience. We also offer free recorded meditations as well as other free stuff. You can also schedule distant healing sessions with me on our website to help facilitate your healing journey. Until next time, I am your host, Patricia Keene, reminding you to always journey in light and serve with love.